Hey, Edwin from the Quitters Never Give Up podcast here. Thanks for joining us on this special big game edition of Quitters Never Give Up. Thanks for joining us for these football-themed clips from the Kevin and Bean Show. And remember, if you want to keep up to date on everything going on in the janky universe, join Quitters Never Give Up weekly to keep you up to date.
If it's the Lions versus Kansas City, I'm not going to have a choice because I'm going to work the Super Bowl at my other job. And we're in Detroit. And talk about bandwagon picking up.
Who's in the playoffs?
These are the playoffs. There's
the 49ers.
Tomorrow it's the 49ers versus the, this is going to date when this was recorded. The 49ers are playing the Lions, and then Kansas City is playing the Buccaneers, I believe.
The Ravens.
Sorry. So Kansas City's playing
Bean's the favorite team.
Yeah, and that's going to be the winner of both of those games will compete in the Super Bowl, which everyone in Detroit right now is going apeshit. Like, I found out how far back my streaming ESPN service is, or no, it wasn't East, but whatever service it was, Paramount, I don't know, I have them all, because the entire block went cheering and screaming and launching fireworks and possibly firearms into the air about 45 seconds before the game ended. So, yeah.
So, but Detroit has a history of winning, right? They've won the Super Bowl multiple times. No?
Not a single chance. Never.
Because they're a new expansion team, right? They just started. They just
joined
the NFL.
No, we just suck. Okay.
Yeah. I used to really like the Lions when Barry Sanders played. That was really cool.
What do you think of Barry Sanders, Lindsay? Was he better than Emmett Smith?
But the other thing I've seen on this game is that if the Lions win, then it's Taylor Swift versus Eminem. That's going to be the storyline in the background.
Who's performing this year?
Neither one of them.
No, yeah. It's a weird lineup. I knew it.
Coldplay or something?
No.
Really?
No. Ignore him. No.
Did they want us to all sleep during the halftime show? Hold on.
I'm allowing it for that.
I'm just going to fast forward to the halftime show, watch that, and then go to bed.
Birds fly by in the stories.
Boop. I mean, beep.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey there.
What's on, man?
Wanted to thank listener Edwin sending in this email. I did a story earlier today where I was talking about the Oscar Mayer Winnebago, where they're having an auction.
Right.
That you can spend the weekend at the big game in the Winnebago that has snacks and drinks and cable, and you win $2,500 and a stipend and a personal chauffeur to drive you around while you're up there at the big game. And I was mentioning how that's the big game. We can't really talk about anything else other than the big game because there are very strict rules regarding what you can talk about regarding the big game that's coming up.
You have to be a major sponsor or you cannot say it.
Yes. So Edwin wrote this very helpful email. Ralph, welcome back. I heard your difficulty trying to find a way to refer to the upcoming big game since a certain sports league is so litigious. Edwin says, I just call it the game the Patriots are not in. So that is a good way to qualify, Edwin. I think that is a good way to kind of make sure everyone knows what's going on.
You really like Edwin.
He's a funny man.
Edwin's funny pretty much every time.
He's a funny man.
He's 100%.
He's funny.
Boop. I mean, beep.
What if Shakira and J-Lo, at halftime of the Super Bowl, opened a portal to hell so that demons can take over our soul?
I mean, obviously.
What if that happened?
Right?
I'd see the movie.
You'd see the movie. This is a preacher.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. The man's name is Dave Dubenmeyer, and he's from Ohio. Uh-huh. And he's very upset. He's thinking about suing the NFL for that reason.
Okay. What if there's a spirit that accompanies the visual of pornography? What if that opens us up? Dare I say it? What do they call it? A portal? What if just sitting in the spiritual realm I'm talking about now? Folks, listen. The natural world, they're not going to understand this. They're not going to get it. Okay?
We're not going to get it. Mm-hmm. So just know that going in.
Those of us who have eyes to see, let us see. Let us see and understand. What if sitting there watching that soft pornography dance across our TVs, mm-hmm. what if there's a spiritual component to that? What if there's something that comes through out of my screen? What if there's some waves and there comes J-Lo's crotch? What if there's something, waves or
mm-hmm. waves
coming out of J-Lo's crotch
yeah. okay.
through the TV
uh-huh.
to hurt this man's soul?
I mean, has he ever been to a pool, a beach, anywhere that women are wearing more clothing or less clothing than they did during the Super Bowl halftime?
I will say there were a couple of pretty good crotch shots.
Yeah.
I mean, I was very surprised.
But nothing worse. I mean, the year before, Adam Levine up there with no t-shirt, with no shirt on and gyrating, doing the same thing, but we didn't hear anything about him.
Well, no one watched that.
Oh, right. That's yes. a good point.
Something, some force that comes off of that. What if it's like really and truly infecting me with a virus?
Here's the weird thing. He's not basing this on anything.
No.
He's just what if.
A lot of what ifs with this preacher.
What if it is really like that, see? I think we ought to sue. Mm. I think we ought to sue.
Okay. I'm sorry, what?
I think we ought to sue. What I think.
Okay.
Think we ought to sue
for the potential waves coming out of her crotch
uh-huh.
into his living room,
opening a portal
okay. to hell,
right.
okay.
where then demons can now come in and take take his soul.
Okay,
so he thinks they ought to sue.
Were there any warnings before that Super Bowl halftime show? Were there any warnings that your 12-year-old young son, whose hormones are just,
or myself, he should say,
getting ready? Just starting to operate. Was there any warning that what he's going to see might cause him to get sexually excited?
Sir.
Was there a warning?
Stop making my sons horny. I think that woman speaks the truth. Yeah.
Gosh. Was there a warning?
No.
Because I don't remember there being a warning.
No.
I mean, he's right on that. He's right on that.
There was no warning.
Right?
Okay.
So I think we ought to go sit down in the courtroom and present this as evidence.
I wish you would.
I really wish he would, too.
I just want to hear the cross-examination as to why he
so
believes
good.
A portal has opened.
He would just say, what if?
Yeah.
But what if?
Okay.
And how the whoever keeping me from getting into the kingdom of heaven.
Mm. So it's J-Lo's fault.
Yeah.
J-Lo's vagina's fault.
Yeah.
Because he watched?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's keeping his soul from getting into heaven.
Oh, that is a bummer.
That's the first time I actually understood what he was saying.
Yeah,
I could be right.
Yeah. I get it.
Could I go into a courtroom and say, viewing what you put on that screen put me in danger of hellfire?
Mm. I wish you would.
I wish you
can
would.
Can you imagine him sitting there explaining to a judge that J-Lo's vagina might send his soul to hell?
I hope it's Judge Judy. I really do. She will have no time for you,
well,
sir.
Judge Judy only sees court cases that are pretty small in money.
Oh, I don't believe a word of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
no.
This guy is suing for a decent amount of dough.
Could the court say that doesn't apply here? That doesn't apply here because pornography, the right to porn, overrides your right to watch it? Yeah, but you didn't tell me I was going to watch it. You just brought it into my living room. You didn't tell me.
He's chill.
Bonus, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
There is no excuse for that.
Mm-hmm. You didn't tell me there were going to be crotch shots.
Can you imagine? Warning, crotch shots coming up.
So, well, you should know better.
Mm-hmm.
You should know better because it's J-Lo and whoever that was. You should know. She's an expert in crotch shots. You already know that. No, I protect my eyes. I didn't know that about her.
Is she an expert in crotch shots?
Well, a lot of people have said that. Yeah.
He's also just conversing with himself.
Yeah, he's just yelling at himself.
Yes, that's what's happening.
And I'm sitting there and I'm watching it. Why don't we sue?
Hey, by the way, don't watch it. I don't know if anyone brought that up. You don't have to watch that.
Well, he wasn't warned. He wanted to watch it. He just didn't expect crotch shots.
Right.
It's not his fault.
But then he kept watching.
Sure.
Which you don't have
to. Well, he had succumbed to
the portal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I
love watching the NFL. I want to watch the Super Bowl.
Why are you yelling?
But I don't want to watch that.
I do.
You
if they bring that
do.
Into my house, is that not discriminatory?
No, it's not discriminatory.
No, he's wrong. Sorry. The answer is no.
You're
it's
an
not.
Idiot.
Yes.
That's discriminatory against the values I have in my house. You can't just do that. I'm going to sue him.
All right. What do you guys think the damages are? This is where he says how much he's going to sue them for.
He can't get into heaven, Kevin.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, you've got to put that price on it. So I would say at least $100 million.
Okay. Jensen?
I have $75
million. $75 million?
I want to sue him for about $867
trillion.
I did not see that coming.
$867 trillion.
Wow.
Right?
Well, worth it.
I think he's got a case, and I think he should go to court.
And then buy the NFL, and then get rid of all crotch shots.
It works for me as well.
Boop. I mean, beep.
Moms, don't feel that advertisers target them, even though 43% of Super Bowl viewers are women. Fortunately, the survey came with a sample of an ad that would be better for moms.
Being a woman just got a whole lot better. Introducing Mega Pad Tampons. Our unique tri-track design will protect you when you're flowing more than the Seattle offense. Are you with me, ladies? Now go get your man another beer.
That's what we need to hear more
of. I'm not feeling it.
No, that's good.
Boop. I mean, beep.
Very, very passionate email from Nick, the sign holder, about the story that we were talking about yesterday where Taylor Swift is going to be on CSI.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
He loves Taylor Swift. Okay. Loves. He writes, Taylor.
She is a beautiful 19-year-old blonde country singer who is, she's a huge star, and I guess she's trying to branch out into acting or something, and you think that CSI would be a great gig for her. Couldn't be more high profile. Couldn't be a bigger show. What can Nick possibly have to be complaining about?
Taylor Swift is so pretty, and there's just something so pure about her. Those eyes, that blonde hair, that voice. I love that voice. He just goes on and on and on, and then he says, I can't stand CSI. Anything with autopsies and crime scenes, I want to be as far from as possible. He thinks it's going to taint her.
Well, lots of people watch that show and can stand autopsies, and it's super popular. Why wouldn't she do it?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Happy New Year, first of all. How you doing, man?
New Year. Happy New Year. I'm good. I'm good. Life's all right.
More weed or less weed in 2009? What did you decide to go with?
Same amount of weight.
Okay. All right. Nick, I know you have some very deep thoughts about the girls that you admire in the world of entertainment. And Taylor Swift, I didn't realize, is one of them. She's one of your girlfriends?
I like her. She's just so pretty, and that voice. There's just something so pure about her voice, you know?
Right. Okay. Well, why are you trying to hate on her getting her acting career off the ground by being on CSI?
Act more, just not in CSI.
Why?
Well, what? She can't only do projects you love.
Well, I know.
Is that what you think?
I can't control entertainment. I can't control Hollywood. I just have my...
Yet. Wait, hold on a minute. You can't control Hollywood?
Control Hollywood. It's bigger than all of us.
Here's the thing. Nick wrote a screenplay, and I think he had her in mind as the lead for his...
I have a lot of people in mind as the lead.
Yeah, well, I know you do, but this kind of ruins it for you, right?
Not really. I'm just saying I just don't like the idea of Taylor Swift on CSI. It's depressing.
But you get to see more of her. Wouldn't you rather see her doing that for an hour than not be able to see her?
You're like being autopsied. That would kill it.
Okay,
Nick,
Nick, let me see if I can clarify this a bit. She's not going to be doing autopsies.
I don't want her to be autopsied. That's bad. You're just talking about it. It's taking me to a sad place.
But here's what I want you to try and understand. An autopsy is not actually happening. This is make-believe.
A TV show.
It's a make-believe autopsy.
I've already given the writing, and once something gets in my head, you know, it's hard to get out, you know?
Okay, what are you doing to your phone, Nick? What's that all about?
No, I'm just in my car right now on my cell phone.
Okay. All right.
If she... You're worried that you'll be sad if you see her laying out on a slab and the CSI team is cutting her open. That's what you're afraid of, right?
I'm not going to watch it. I'm just saying, you know?
You are a fan. You're quite a fan. What projects would be acceptable in your mind for Taylor Swift to do? Just things that involve puppy dogs and rainbows?
Sexy. Something sexy. How about that?
How do you know she's not going to be sexy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just something. When I think of CSI, I don't think of sexiness. You know? It's not a sexy show.
Okay. Right, because it's about a crime scene investigation, but doesn't mean she can't be sexy.
It's just not. It ain't happening for me. It's just I'm not feeling it.
Okay, they lost Nick then. Wow. What if she plays a stripper who is a witness to a crime and nothing bad happens to her?
Is she playing a stripper? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. We also don't know if she's going to be autopsied. You're just assuming that.
I don't like CSI. Autopsies, you know.
You don't like it because of the gross parts of it, you mean?
It's just, I don't like it. I love a lot of TV shows. I just don't like CSI. I like all characters, right. So, yeah.
We're out of time, Nick. I'm going to say that you made a mistake, and that is you should up the weed for 2009. Yeah. I think you need more weed is what will help you.
Yeah. You need to be a little more laid back about this. She wants to be an actress, and she's got a pretty high-profile gig on a TV show.
I really would. I just, not CSI. She can see my screenplay, though. Bradley.
What?
We can't hear you.
We can't hear you. It sounds like you have your phone up your ass.
What's happening? Okay.
She could be in my screenplay.
That's the only thing that would be acceptable to you.
Okay.
That's the only thing, but preferred.
No, that'd be good
for
her.
He wants to introduce her to the world as an actress.
Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right, Nick, I think we understand where you're coming from, and the problem is not that you're high, it's that you're not high enough. But thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show, okay, dude?
Boo-weep. I mean, be-oop.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. We are broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia.
Kevin just posted a photo on his Twitter. I think we retweeted it at Kevin and Bean of me in the studio because it's so rare that we're all in the same room at the same time. I haven't seen you guys in a year.
Wow.
It's been a year since we've been together.
I mean, I wrote we've never met.
Right.
So I'm going with that.
So we're, you know, everybody who's important with the Kevin and Bean Show is here in Hotlanta. And I gotta tell you, last night, Kevin and I were at Magic City, like we do.
Right.
And
there, making it rain.
This beautiful, Venetra was her name. This beautiful stripper was up on stage doing it. She was just shaking that ass. And then out of nowhere, Omar runs from the back of the strip club, just barreling through tables, jumps up on the stage, and just starts wrestling with her. And I was like, this is so inappropriate that Omar would come and represent us in a city, a great city like Atlanta.
I don't even think he knew what he was doing.
I mean, he was methed out or something.
He was out of his mind.
It was just, it was insane.
He did the Tootsie Roll. Do you guys remember the Tootsie Roll?
It was weird.
It's Atlanta local, which was cool.
So he's up on stage. You can butt in any time, Omar.
No, I want to see how long you guys could go.
He's up on stage. Hey, guys. The rest of the crowd is just like, boo.
Hey, Bean. Kevin.
Hey, Omar. Security is
Omar. Omar must be chiming in from the booth.
What's going on?
I'm here in Los Angeles. I didn't get to go on the trip.
Oh, you're not here in Atlanta broadcast?
I'm not.
Oh.
So that wasn't you.
That wasn't me.
It was just a misunderstanding then, I guess.
Well played.
Boo-weep. I mean, be-oop.
Speaking of football, I did give out NFL straws to all my friends here on the show this morning.
Very nice.
Everybody got a helmet straw. Kevin got a Cardinals straw. Chip got a Dolphin straw. I gave Dave a Falcon straw.
So you didn't want them to feel bad because they're already out of the playoffs. So you went ahead and got the Dolphins.
I got an Eagle straw. They're out of the playoffs. I got Allie a Patriot straw. Uh-huh. And listener Edwin writes in and said, please tell Allie that you can use the Patriot straw not only to deflate footballs, but it has a mini spy camera so you can spy on other people's drinks.
I used to really like Edwin.
So there, that's got...
Oh, no, he's 100%.
It's got more advantages than just being a straw, Allie. Allie, what you sipping? It's our new segment.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
So we had Dave get Taylor on the Swift for us. Taylor on the Swift.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift on the phone for us. Hey, shut up, Taylor. I don't need your input on that.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
He's back. Woo! How am I outraged by anyone? Has that ever happened?
I don't know.
I'm an agent of chaos, Ralph. That's what I bring to the table.
Huh.
Chaos.
Wasn't that the secret organization of Maxwell Smart? Battle to get smart.
It was.
You are an agent of chaos.
Have you ever asked yourself, what were Kevin and Bean talking about in 2013? Or what is going on in the janky universe? Well, Quitters Never Give Up is what you need. Join us for highlights from Cupertino Chat, The Ralph Report, Kevin and Sluggo, Frank and Friends, Oh So Judgy, anything that ever had anything to do with the Kevin and Bean cast members of the past, present, and future. So if you want to hear what Edwin thinks of Lisa May, this is the show for you.
You know, $3 million a commercial to get on the Super Bowl. And it seems like they're turning away more than they're accepting this year.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen a year where so many commercials have been rejected by the network, this time CBS.
Well, you know, GoDaddy always gets censored. They always say, oh, you can't play that. It's too sexy, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And which so is then, ridiculous, by the way.
Right. So then they put them online or whatever, and they have to do an abbreviated version of it or whatever, a calmer version of it. Now they're talking about Dante's Inferno, the video game. They're not happy with the fact that the tagline says, go to hell, at the end of the ad.
Really? That's too...
Well, it's Dante's Inferno, though. I mean, it's set in hell.
So the ad has been revised to instead say, hell awaits.
All right.
And, of course, everybody knows about Man Crunch. Everybody's heard that story. CBS is telling Man Crunch that they do not want to air their Super Bowl commercial where two guys are watching the Super Bowl and they reach for popcorn and their hands touch and then they start making out.
Right.
And by the way, if you've seen the spot, it's available widely online. They're not making out at all. I mean, it's the fakest kiss you've ever seen. It's a guy basically burying his head into the other guy's neck. I mean, there's no man on man. But I mean, I guess the network is just trying to be safe. They don't want to field 1,000, you know, emails and phone calls from parents going, why do I have to explain to my kids why men are kissing, I guess. And then, of course, the one that started it all for the 2010 Super Bowl was the Tim Tebow commercial. His mom, Tim Tebow, is a University of Florida college football star and Heisman Trophy winner, I believe, wasn't he?
I think so.
And his mom was counseled to get an abortion when she was pregnant with him, decided not to, and the commercial was, hey, I'm so glad. Holy mackerel, I'm glad I didn't abort him. So the commercial is all about how awesome, you know, life is, and you should, you know, think about the human being that your fetus will become. And that one, of course, is not airing either. So it's been nothing but controversy so far.
Are they accepting ads, or are they just turning them all down left
no,
and right?
No, they can afford not to take any. Apparently.
Yeah, I guess it's just going to be Muzak for 2 minutes every time they go to a commercial. Nothing to watch.
So we did some research and we found some other commercials that have been banned for the Super Bowl this Sunday. Eli Manning, for example, for what? The NFL's Play 60 Youth Fitness Program. This commercial has been banned.
Okay. They love
Eli. Hi, I'm Eli. NFL Play 60 for all the fat kids. Don't be fat because then people will pick on you and push you down, and girls will never touch your pee-pee. So take it from me, Peyton Manning. Hi. Hi, I'm Peyton Manning. I'm in the Super Bowl.
What?
Nope. I'm a Super Bowl quarterback. Throw it to me. Hi.
Eli, you gotta stop telling people you're Peyton.
What?
You can't tell people you're Peyton.
Oh, I'm not Peyton. They made me say I'm not Peyton. I wish I was. I hate Peyton. I want to be in the Super Bowl. Oh, look, a penny.
Apparently that one not accepted.
Well, that's bad for his image, I guess. That's kind of sad.
Here's one for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Apparently they wanted to advertise.
What could be wrong with that?
In the Super Bowl. It's an ad for responsible drinking.
Yeah.
With David Hasselhoff.
Hey, everybody. David Hasselhoff here. I hope you're enjoying the Hoff Time Show. Hey, listen, the Hoff loves to rock, but if there's one thing I've learned over the years, if you're tailgating for this party, drink responsibly. Don't get behind the wheel of your Coche Fantastico if you've had a few cocktails. Make sure you drink responsibly like me. Oh, that's good.
Oh, this is a mess. How far is the hotel from the Super Bowl? Do you get rooms there? Oh, average.
How do they not play that? Doesn't that say don't drink more than anything you've ever seen before?
I would think so. Don't be like David Hasselhoff, sure.
And finally, we found another ad that has been denied access to the Super Bowl. This one is for an online dating service, and its spokesperson is Sean Connery.
Hello, this is Sean Connery. Are you single, lonely, looking for love? Then go to SeanMatch.com. Well, I'll partner you up with someone who loves to or, for you ladies, someone who likes to take their and stick it in your Yes, it's true love with SeanMatches.com. I'll even find you someone who likes to your
What?
So please join SeanMatch.com and find your perfect partner. Tough.
How's that one not okay?
Good question.
Boo-weep. I mean, be-yoop.
My man Terry Bradshaw?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't love more.
He is a national hero. He is, we have him on the show a lot.
Yes.
He's come on here before.
None of us like
cruelty to animals.
No, we are all animal lovers.
Having said that, when he talks about killing animals, I swear to God, it's one of the funniest things that has ever happened.
And it feels too real. It feels a little too real.
We were all like laughing at first because, oh, this is terrible. Mm-hmm. And then as he kept going and going and going, he's talking about all kinds of different animals and how he kills them. And we're like, dude.
And we would be like, so about the football game. And he'd go, yeah, the rats, though.
Yes. Like, it was insane.
Incredible man.
It sounds to me a little bit, and this is after the game, it sounds to me a little bit like Terry Bradshaw no longer has control of his teeth.
Oh, my God.
No longer has control of his teeth. Listen to this.
Congratulations to both of these teams, the Chiefs and the 49ers. Now to present the Vince Lombardi Trophy for the world champion Kansas City Chiefs Commissioner Roger Goodell.
Now, listen, I know I should be the last person to make fun of people that can't talk. But unbelievable.
He is such a wild man. And this is, you know, he clearly is just kind of running at the seat of his pants. So when they said, who do we want to run the ceremony?
Yes.
To say Terry Bradshaw felt like a very gutsy call.
Or they were all like, we picked Terry Bradshaw to host that. Watch this.
He picked the smallest straw.
Now, the thing that I noticed, though, was right after the halftime show, when they came back and they were hosting the halftime, they all started talking. And Terry Bradshaw didn't have his microphone.
Oh, I remember this.
His microphone is just sitting on the table.
I know.
And we're going to go through how long. This is 100 million people.
Yeah.
Halftime. Terry Bradshaw not picking up his microphone.
Michael Strahan, I think you were moving just a little bit out there.
I was moving a little bit. Curry, looking at my phone. My twin said, Dad, that was a great show. And Shakira summed it up. I said, how are they going to be when I interviewed them? She said, fun. That is the one thing about this show. And that was a lot of fun.
Okay, so still, it's the microphone's on the table.
Yeah, everything's doing fine.
He's just not. He's looking at his phone. Right. I don't even think he knows he's on.
Best halftime show that I've seen in a long time.
Jimmy was the one that was dancing secretly over there.
I love the beat. Now, I love the beat.
Jimmy was going, you know, Scarce, he can move her hips.
Yes.
Jimmy, the hips don't lie.
Hips don't lie.
First of all, that's an alley-oop to yourself. Yes. I don't think that's fair.
Can't do that.
Second of all, Terry Bradshaw still hasn't picked up the mic at this point. Yeah.
Terry Bradshaw thinks he's at home.
How is that possible?
Terry Bradshaw's wondering how he's going to kill a rodent.
Still doesn't have a microphone.
Yeah. All right, Howie Long, let's talk football here. Tied game. What do you expect in the second half?
All right, so Howie Long says, as Terry Bradshaw said, and now he's talking specifically about Terry Bradshaw, who still hasn't picked up his microphone.
Well, I think Terry touched on it a little earlier. I expect, you know, Kansas City to open things up a little bit more. Played a little conservative. That throw Jimmy Garoppolo made right before the end of the half.
Okay, I want to stop it right here because I'm going to let it play, but you'll hear Terry Bradshaw realizing that he still doesn't have his microphone yet, picking it up, and then having absolutely nothing to say.
Yeah.
It stopped the entire broadcast, and it's stopped.
Kittle, that's going to get the attention of that secondary and that football team. I'm going to tell you.
Something, Terry? I thought you were grabbing your microphone because you
forgot to pick up my mic.
He forgot to pick up his mic for a full minute.
Kevin, when watching this, did you feel a kindred
spirit?
Yes,
that's me
spirit?
Now.
Oh, yeah.
At first, I thought that's me in the future. I was like, no, that's me now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell you. You got something, Terry? I thought you were grabbing your microphone because you
forgot to pick up my mic.
Okay, so he forgot to pick up his mic.
Right.
Now he's holding the mic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought you were going to add a comment.
Well, now that you have.
Yes.
About the pass, I'll tell you, when you can see a quarterback throw a football that long and the guy's well covered and perfect.
All right. Well, here, Boston.
That's not a thing.
He's just saying words.
He just said words. He was like, ask me how the game's going.
How'd the game go?
Good. The guy's got to throw it. The guy's got to catch it. The guy's got to score a touchdown. I mean, that's literally what he said.
As somebody who just says words, that's a kindred spirit right there.
That's your guy.
He
man.
Has no idea what he's talking about. And Howie Long, if you watch Howie Long closely, he starts to laugh at Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, yeah. One Hall of Famer to another, right, Kevin?
Right. Yes, absolutely.
And I'm going to try my best not to butcher Blank Space by Taylor Swift.
Okay.
First of all, Taylor Swift. Who is Taylor Swift?